We're going to be in Psalms chapter 23 today, so if you want to go ahead and turn to Psalms chapter 23, while you're turning there, I just wanted to share a couple stories with you. In 2016, 4-year-old Nora Wood was shopping with her mother when she spotted a stranger named Dan Peterson sitting dejectedly on a bench. Nora happily ran up and asked to hug him because it was her birthday. Dan stated later that Nora saved him after his wife recently passed, and he was in a very dark place, almost thinking about suicide, before she randomly decided to show him kindness and comfort. The friendship lasted between them for years, with Nora visiting him often, bringing joy back into Dan's life. This is a story about someone giving comfort. There's another one. In 2020, 6-year-old Bridger Walker became a national hero by stepping in front of a German shepherd to protect his younger sister from the brutal dog attack. Bridger was bitten several times on the face, resulting in 2 hours of surgery and 90 stitches. He later said, "If someone had to die, I thought it should be me." This is a story about a protector. In July 1941, a man was about to be killed for no reason by a Nazi official. The man cried out saying he had a wife and 2 kids. Touched by this man's love for his family, a random man stepped forward named Maximilian Kolbe. He volunteered to take this man's place because he did not want the man's children to grow up without a father. The man survived the war and later said, "I survived and I wanted to tell everyone that I owe my life to Maximilian Kolbe." This is a story about a provider. In Psalms 23, we see who the Lord truly is and why we need him. And each one of these stories we're going to look at, that each one has a certain aspect of what Jesus is for us and why we need him. To understand why we need the Lord, we must first know who the Lord is, our comforter, our protector, and our provider. As we looked at each one of these stories, each one resembled something that Jesus did. In verse number one of Psalms chapter 23, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This is a very common chapter in the book of Psalms, but it's packed with so much. So many things that we can get out of this verse, or these verses. In verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." A shepherd is one who tended the sheep, and they were often considered the most lowly people when it came to a job. So you see the Lord mentioning himself as a shepherd, someone who is not worthy. The Lord humbles himself, says, "I'm a shepherd. I want to be low so that I can be with you." He says, the word "I shall not want" means that if the Lord is our shepherd, we will not need anything. Our shepherd will take care of us no matter what happens. God is going to take care of us because he loves us, because he humbles himself and he wants to be there for us. In verse 2, it says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." He gives us rest whenever we need it. The green pastures are showing how calm and serene it is, where the Lord is watching and comforting us. He gives us a place where we can rest. The still waters are a sign of peace that we will have when we are with Jesus. When we follow the Lord, he will give us peace, comfort, and a calm mind while we follow him. God gives us this peace if we follow him. In verse 3, it says, "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." The word "restore" means to return someone or something to a former condition, place, or position. Imagine you have a car. Maybe it's an old 1996 Ford F-150. I don't know. I'm not good with cars and stuff. But it's all rusted up. It's all rusted. Tires are popped. It's got mold on it. And you take that car and you start fixing it up. You start repairing that rust. You get it off and you replace it with nicer things. You get rid of those old tires and replace them with new. You're restoring that vehicle. As we walk with and follow God, he will restore or bring back our soul to their best point. Maybe you've had a bad day. Maybe you're out door knocking and you're just having a bad day. Everyone keeps slamming the door in your face. They're cussing at you. And man, that can really hurt. Your soul kind of gets dejected when it feels that it's like, "Lord, if, is this really worth it? But when we follow the Lord, we can go back to him and he restores our soul. He encourages us. He tells us, keep going. I'm here with you the entire way. He helps to restore us. If we follow God, he will lead us in his direction, which, by the way, is the best direction that we can follow. He will lead you in paths of righteousness because his name is better than anyone else, and he is the only right person to follow. 2 Corinthians 1:3 says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Blessed be God. He is the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of our mercies, the God of our comfort. He is the one who can give us comfort. Nothing else can give us comfort except for the Lord. As we follow the Lord, we should know that he will always be there to comfort us. But another thing we should know is that the Lord is our protector. In verse 4, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The valley of the shadow of death could have been a physical place in David's time, maybe where he led his sheep through. It was maybe a difficult place, but it is also a metaphor for the things of life. It could be difficult things in our life, such as losing a loved one, losing a family member, breaking up with your wife, having a bad relationship with someone. It could be any of those, or even daily tasks that just nag and fight with us. It is also the evil and wicked things that try to destroy everything about God and Christians. But David says right here in this verse, yea, though I walk, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. God is with me. God is with us when we trust him. God is with us through those hard times. We have nothing to be afraid because God is right there with us the entire time. We should have no fear of anything. It says, the rod and thy staff. The rod and staff are again referring to the Lord as our shepherd, leading us to where we need to go. He uses his rod and staff to maybe not physically, but spiritually protect and guard us from the evil in the world. Psalms 18:1-6 says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. We should love our Lord. We should love our God because the Lord is our rock. He is our fortress. He is our deliverer. It says, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. We can trust in him. He is our buckler, the horn of our salvation, our high tower that we can go to. It says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Jesus is worthy to be praised because he has done everything possible that we can't come to. He has done everything for us, and he is there to protect us when it gets rough. In verse 5, it says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. God gives us so much protection that he will provide for and bless us as believers who follow him. Even as enemies and the world is all around us, God is there to bless us and protect us. This is symbolized in the verse as a prepared table. He's there for us. He's ready. He wants to have lunch with us. Even though there are so many enemies around, he is there for us. He wants to encourage us. By anointing our heads, he's there to bless us. He wants to bless us, and he wants to give us good life. And an overflowing cup, we will never run out of God's love for us. We will never run out of God's protection and care for us. We need to trust in God and trust that when we go to him, he can protect us. As we saw from the verses, the enemy will try to stop us. And as we follow the Lord, we will have to go through trials in the enemy's territory. But we know that God will comfort and protect us. And as we look at this last verse, we will see that God will also provide for us. In Psalms 23, verse 6, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God will provide goodness and mercy for us if we follow him as long as we live. God's provision is even shown through each one of these verses. In verse 1, we see a shepherd. He's there to provide for us, to help us. In verse 2, we see peace and rest. He provides that peace and rest that we can come to. In verse 3, he provides restoration of our spirit. He provides rest for our soul. In verse 4, he provides protection from the enemy. He provides the protection that we don't get from just the world. He provides that protection. In verse 5, he provides nourishment, to encourage us, to help us, to bless us through our life. And in verse 6, he provides a life of happiness. Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." God is there for us. God is there for us when we need something. If we follow Christ and we truly love him, he is going to be there for us, and he will be there to provide as long as we ask in a humble heart. It says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." David is saying here, if I do all these things, if I listen to God and I follow God, and I fully trust God with my entire heart, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. And the same can be for you today. Maybe you're struggling, but you know what? Follow God. Turn back to God. Just because you mess up, that doesn't mean you need to quit. You can turn back around, ask for help, ask God to forgive you, and he will be there to provide that protection and that comfort and that provision. Through all these verses, we see who the Lord is. He is our comforter. He is our protector, and he is our provider. But why do we need the Lord? Why do we need the Lord? We need the Lord because there is no one else who can comfort, provide, protect, and protect as the Lord can. The Lord is my comforter when I'm in a rough situation, a rough time, and I need someone. The Lord is my protector when the enemy is attacking me and trying to stop me in my walk with God. The Lord is my provider when I need help and nourishment from someone who loves me and cares about me. The Lord is all those things to me. Why? Because I love God. I want to follow God. I want to trust God. I know I needed the Lord. Otherwise, I would probably not be where I am right now. My life would not be very good. Serving God may sound hard, and it's not a piece of cake. It's not just easy and everything, and you just get a license to do whatever you want. Serving God is not that. Serving God may be hard, but you know, it'll probably be the best thing in your life. It has definitely been the best thing in my life and will continue to be the best thing as long as I follow God. Maybe someone out here doesn't know why they need the Lord. Maybe they have been struggling in their life some way and they need someone to comfort them, to protect them, or even provide for them. Well, I know someone, and his name is Jesus Christ. He's the only one who can save you and help you through your life. Maybe we are going through a hard time, but you know what? Jesus is there. Maybe you need help with just, you're running out of money, you're losing your job, you're losing your family. You know what? Call out to God. God is there to provide for you. God is there to protect you. Maybe you do lose it and you ask God, why? God is there to comfort you. You may not know why, but God is there for you and he knows why. Will you accept Christ tonight? I know it may sound hard. I know it may sound difficult. But listen, every single one of these guys that preached, they all have accepted Christ. And you know what? I bet they had a great time preaching to you. They may not be perfect. They may not be perfect in everything they do. Trust me, I'm not perfect in my preaching either. We all have our own styles of preaching, but you know what? We get to do this because we love God. We get to do this because God loves us and he wants us to be his children. And if you don't have that in your life, I beg you, you need to talk to someone. As our heads are bowed and eyes are closed, think about what God can do in your life today. Are we listening to God? Are we following God? Are we trying to trust in God? Maybe your life just is messed up and you just need help. Follow God. Ask God to help you. Maybe you're strained from the Word of God and you just need help to come back to it. Ask God to help you. Maybe if we don't think there's any hope in this world and we need to find hope, we can find it in God. Remember that Jesus is our creator. He's the one who made us, and remember what Jesus did for us. He died on that cross to save us. Serve God now while you're young, and while you're old, or whatever age you're at, serve God, because God can use you no matter what. God can use you. As we stand on our feet quietly, the piano's gonna begin to play. Maybe you just need to talk to God. Maybe there's someone out there who's not saved. They need to know. They need to figure out that they need to know God. They need to trust on him today, and they need to know for sure that they will have someone who is going to be there for them. Maybe someone out here is struggling in their walk with God. Maybe they're just struggling to find time to pray and be in the Word of God. Come to the altar. If God is speaking to your heart, come to the altar. We may not be qualified to be preaching today, Lord, but God can speak through us. God can speak through each one of us. And if God is speaking to your heart, don't let that stop you. Come to the altar. Pray and get it settled with God. Remember what Jesus did for us. Remember how he saved us. Remember how he died on the cross for our sins. Remember that no matter what, we can go to a God who loves us and is there for us and cares and wants to protect us. Come to the altar tonight and just get it settled with God.